Even with Palko in the game tonight, you guys were able to hold a pretty big physical and explosive passing offense in check. What do you attribute that to? Is it preparation, or is it just seeing things well on the field?
It's preparation, communication. I mean, it says a lot to, you know, guys stepping up and, you know, during the work week, really, you know what I'm saying, paying attention to detail and, you know, the different route combinations. I mean, this is, you know, a type of offense where, you know, they can run, you know, different routes, you know, any given Sunday, you know, and being able to focus and, you know, study. And, you know, once we settled in and we knew what type of game it was, you know, guys being able to, you know, make plays on the ball, which, you know, it was great tonight.
You were given a lot of different looks, kind of seeing a few option, a few wildcat. How's it going to help you guys moving forward with that kind of becoming the trend in the NFL?
Well, I mean, just being able to adjust. I mean, when you see something and you're able to adjust to it, you know, whether it's wildcat, whether it's, you know, trips or, you know, speed motion, whatever it is, being able to adjust to it and then, you know, make the correct adjustments. And once you stop it, you know, you stop it, then you won't see it again.
You went out for a little bit with the shoulder. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. I mean, you know, just, you know, little, you know, things you had to do in terms of equipment-wise to, you know, to get back in there. And then, you know, we ended up rocking it out for the rest of the game.
Julian was saying that you kind of helped him get into place during his defensive snaps. I mean, when a guy comes on in that type of situation, doesn't have a lot of defensive experience, I mean, are you taking extra notice of making sure he's blocked?
Yeah, I mean, that's the last thing. You know, there's no excuse for having, you know, blown coverage in the secondary. So, you know, that falls on, you know, my shoulders. So, you know, that extra communication when he comes in, you know, being an offensive guy and we use him on defense. So, you know, his athleticism is great for us. But, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, give him a few pointers, let him know, you know, what routes to expect, you know, what type of leverage to have, and he'll go out there and make plays like he did.
Does it feel good as a defense to have that type of performance, even though you lost a bunch of starters, didn't have a bunch of starters to play with?
I mean, like, it's a testament to guys stepping up. I mean, you know, it's great when, you know, you have, you know, the depth where, you know, key guys can go down, and then, you know, you can have a performance like this on defense, especially in the secondary. I mean, hats off to, you know, Kyle Arrington for, you know, having the performance he did, and, you know, and Phillip Adams. I mean, you know, he played outstanding all game and, you know, ended up with a key interception down there in the red zone. And Molden played great too, you know.
How hard did you laugh when Ross gave you that t-shirt?
You know, it's actually, you know, a bet that I lost, you know, when UMass lost to Villanova. So I told him, I have to rock, you know, the Rusty Benson.
How big can the turnovers, you know, you might have already answered this, but when the turnovers start to happen, you guys have had some good ones. Can that be something that really brings the defense together?
Oh, of course. I mean, that's, you know, anytime you're playing a team where, you know, you have the mindset that you're going to dominate, you know, and going out in there and actually doing it. And, you know, our offense is explosive. And, you know, our goal on defense is get them the ball as much as we can. And, you know, when we go out and do that and you have, you know, big plays like that, it's great.